Hello, Chris T here with another Aerial View archive, this one from March 11th, 1994. It was a marathon show, and it featured my guest, Andy Breckman. That's right, me and Andy together for the first time ever on the radio. And it's only half a program. Unfortunately, side B of this cassette never did record. We had a problem back in the day, as the kids say, with these auto-reverse cassette decks that sometimes would not flip over by themselves. So what we have is 30 minutes of pure insanity. So sit back and enjoy. And thanks for listening to the Aerial View Archive.
I'm going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast them! Give them some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? Do you like TV?
What? New thing, Jim. Television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah!
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed for Satan.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise, he's kind, he is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
WFMU Marathon. What else would you like me to say? I'm not in a very good mood, so I don't know if I can cajole you today. I don't know if I'm up for it. I'm kinda tired, if you know what I mean. Life's been hard lately. I've had so many disappointments. And now, to come here and convince you wonderful people to part with some do-re-mi, just so WFMU can continue to operate? I mean, it's not fair, is it? Year after year, having to convince you of all the reasons you should dig deep and pony up. Who are we to ask such a thing of you? What have we actually accomplished in all the years of our existence? Have we added anything to your life? Have we comforted you? Have we entertained you? Have we challenged you? Have we taught you? Have we confronted you? Have we enriched your existence in any way? Is there any good reason why you should give to this station? Is there any good reason why you should give to my show? Jesus, I feel so cynical. Would just one person out there call me and tell me why they should fork over their hard-earned cash so this little band of cynics can continue to run amok? We have a call.
Hello, Chris?
Yes, welcome to the air.
I'd like to offer a reason why people should donate to FMU.
That's great, but can you turn your radio down?
What?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah. Hang on.
How many times must I say that?
Sorry.
Not as sorry as I am. You wanted to offer a reason why people should give?
Yes, I did.
Well?
Now?
No, tomorrow, during someone else's show.
I don't think you guys really are that cynical. I heard Ken Freeman say the same thing the other day, and I didn't understand it then. I mean, what's your definition of cynical?
It's the second guessing I do immediately following the tremendously life-affirming thoughts I have all day.
Well, that may be, but I still don't think you're cynical. You or the station.
Okay, so what's your definition of cynical?
Cynical to me is top 40.
Right.
Cynical is all those radio stations that do market research to determine what music they should be playing,
yeah,
and what words and catchphrases they should use so they can sell more shampoo and mouthwash and breath mints and deodorizer and soap and feminine hygiene products and air freshener and perfume.
Gee, you really have a cleanliness hang-up, don't you?
And beer and soda and rock concerts and all that other crap shoved down your throat every day by all those who think a broadcast license is a license to print money. Those quote-unquote broadcast operators whose every waking moment is dedicated to figuring out new and more devious ways to squeeze an extra buck out of your listenership. You know, those filthy bastards who ride around in German luxury sedans talking on their cellular phones to their accountants about their tax shelters in Bimini.
You really have thought about this stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it kills me. It just kills me, the unbridled contempt that is directed at us daily by just about everyone in the world of radio. At least WFMU has never underestimated my intelligence. At least WFMU has never held me in contempt.
Great Caesar's ghost, that's it!
What's it?
Try this on for size. WFMU, at least we've never held you in contempt.
Well, it's nice, but how would it look on a t-shirt?
Well, send us some money, I'll let you know.
Okay, well, goodbye and good luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. I would like to kick off this marathon show by saying hello to someone who I absolutely can't stand.
Well,
my MC for this program, Andy Breckman. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
This is my chance to make up for those
oh,
things you said.
No,
about me.
I've been ambushed here.
Those things you said about me last year.
I've been blindsided.
What's the matter with you people?
I've spent 12 months apologizing, and this is the coup de grace.
This is it, Andy. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to have to do this to you, but now we will list the faults of Andy Breckman one by one in alphabetical order.
I don't think your show's long enough.
It's not?
Buddy. No.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, we better move on.
Welcome to the WFMU Marathon. This is Aerial View, the 39th program during this marathon, and if I have anything to do about it, the best.
That's right. We're gonna break all records. We're pushing the envelope here.
I broke the records. That's why I do a talk show. Oh, that was bad. That was
I like that.
Bad.
And I Thank love you. That. I love that opening you put together. That's reason enough to pick up the phone.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Andy.
It was terrific.
Now, do you know anything about the marathon? I'm going to test your knowledge. Why is it, Andy, that we have this every year?
There's some water tower problem. That's all I know. There's some antenna. It's too near the water tower.
By the end
tower.
Of the show, you're going to push me just too far, pal.
All I know is there's a water tower. You have to move the antenna. The signal can't get past it.
But Andy, in a broader sense, why is it that we have this marathon to get broads? Obviously, to do what, Andy? What is it we want to do?
We want to continue our operation, to continue the service that we provide for another for another year.
Yes,
is that close at all?
That is very close.
Are you going to be marking on a curve? Because I need this credit more than anything.
Let me see. That was a great answer.
Yeah,
now, what do we offer people for helping the station out? Now, see if you can answer that.
Valuable prizes.
And
satisfaction.
And
the good feelings
and
you get.
And the warm glow that comes from having helped.
From having helped,
yes.
Right.
Okay, now, what do people have to do in order to get that warm glow for themselves, Andy? You didn't know you were going to be quizzed when you came on this program.
What do people have to do in order to get the warm glows for themselves? Is this a trick question?
It may have something to do with the FMU nightlight, but I don't think so.
Okay, I'm gonna take a shot. I'm going to say they have to call 201-266-7911. Oh, boy, excuse me. And they have to...
Andy Breckman slipping into a coma.
I'm doing my Kurt Cobain invitation.
I heard you were very upset when you heard the news.
I had to pull over, buddy.
Really?
I pulled over, I got over Kurt Cobain, and then I entered the flow of traffic again, and then I heard about John Candy! I had to pull over again!
You pulled over twice on the way here?
That's right. Oh, boy. Here's my question to you. In the New York Times tomorrow, which of those two artists will be mentioned on the front page?
I think of those two artists, the person to be mentioned on the front page will be Kurt Cobain.
Really?
I think so, yes.
I would say John Candy.
No, I think Kurt Cobain.
I'll bet you a dollar.
I'll take that bet. Okay. Now back to the reasons why people should get a warm glow and how they go about doing it.
Yeah. They can call and pledge. And shall I read off some of the premiums that are
offered? You're supposed to do it like you're not reading, Andy. I mean, this is supposed to sound halfway spontaneous.
Okay, I'm turning the list over. I'm not reading it. For $10 we have bumper stickers. I understand.
Yes, it's a little tradition around here.
We have but the car is not included. The bumper is not included. We just have the sticker. And please dispose of the backing on that bumper sticker properly, because it's the only planet we have.
Yes, it is.
We have a year of LCD, which I understand Ken was explaining to me earlier is some kind of program guide that they do here.
You just roll along in your own little merry Andy Breckman way.
You know what I should do? I should have listened. Now I regret. Now that I'm here, I regret not
Who
listening
to Who teamed
me station.
Up with you? What idiot said Andy should be co-hosting?
The same computer that picked your roommate your freshman year in college.
The same one who got me my prizes.
No. Now $35. And you get all of the above, and you go home with an FMU T-shirt and one of our refrigerator magnets. You think I'm making this up? I'm going to repeat the number again because you're being too shy and modest. 201-266-7911.
And
Chris, you brought so much pleasure every week to so many people. This is their moment to say thanks, Chris. We appreciate
your effort. Yes, pleasure. Pleasure is the operative word here. The show operates.
Now you're going to deny it. You're going to be modest, but you do. You bring a smile to all our faces.
But you hate me, and you
I've decided I don't hate you.
You maligned me last year and called me everything from a Nazi to a baby killer.
I was drunk out of my mind. I had such a drinking problem, but I'm over it now.
And you know what I have found out since then?
Oh, no.
We'll have to say that for later in the program.
Oh, no.
Okay, Andy, continue with the eligibility list.
Okay.
And let's get it out of the way so we don't have to refer to it ever again.
Done. $65, all of the above, and you go home with another T-shirt. Both are T-shirts. I wish I could describe the shirts to you, but they're fabulous, I'm sure. $91.10. That's our megabucks. That's our megabucks package. All of the above, plus our Crackpots and Visionaries collection, Volume 2. It's kind of like a dream come true, isn't it, Chris?
It's a little bit like that, yes, Andy. Now, I want you also to know that if you are in a band and you donate under a band's name, we have assembled for you this year a wonderful package called Outfit Your Band, which includes an Epiphone EBM bass guitar, a Mojo Vibe Master guitar, a Percussion Plus drum set, an Epiphone acoustic guitar, a Hammond organ, and 6 hours of 24-track recording time. Now, to be eligible, you must pledge $91.10 or more in the name of your band, and you should be in a band.
So a band calls up, and they get to fool around in a top-notch four-star recording studio. Is that the deal?
Yes. This recording studio is Lilypad in Union, New Jersey, run by a gentleman by the name of Frog. I want to take a moment to thank the people who donated the prizes for this package because it was awfully nice of them. There's this fellow named Mark at Gibson, USA, who donated the bass. Chris Cush at Mojo Guitar donated the guitar. Michael at Sweetest Sounds donated the Epiphone acoustic guitar. He also sold us a drum set at cost, which he didn't have to do. There was no arm twisting.
Wow.
And so those are beautiful, wonderful people.
Friends of FMU come through again.
Now, Andy, this segues neatly into a little topic we were discussing earlier, band names. Now, throughout history, and I mean, you must have been listening to music for 50 or 60 years.
Sure, since Poco.
What is your favorite band name of all time?
My favorite band name of all time, there was one, Severe Tire Damage. That used to make me smile. Simon and Garfunkel is a band name I never could understand how they arrived at that. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes.
It's like, they just pull Scrabble letters out of a hat?
I don't know how they did that,
Simon,
Andy.
Garfunkel.
I would like to thank a pleasure. Now may be the time. Or you could do that, Andy.
Sure.
As my MC.
Sure.
Welcome to do that.
Sean from Linkin Park came through, and we do thank you for your support.
Thanks.
Is Sean in the running for anything?
I don't know. Sean's a bass player, and he's in the running for, you know, those things that we're giving away called prizes.
Is there one of these in particular you'd like to kick off the show with?
Yeah, I would like that. Yeah, sure. We have a T-shirt here by my good friend Kaz from the USA Up All Night series of programs. It's got a Kaz-like illustration on the front, which is wonderful. Andy can describe it.
It is great. He's a
wordsmith.
You know what? I'm not good enough to describe that.
This is a green flaming skull that happens to be smoking a pipe and has a worm crawling out of its head, and it's got a knife stuck into its head, and it's chewing on a concrete block, and there's lightning bolts shooting off of its tongue. It's dripping some kind of pus, and there's black bubbles floating up all around it, and the brains can be seen through the skull. Yeah. It's very graphic, and it's the kind of thing that...
It's perfect to wear home to Passover, which is coming up.
That's right.
So you can't do better than that.
And when they ask, why is this night
different from all other nights? The answer is Larry's wearing that grotesque shirt. That's the answer now. You have it. So if you want to pledge, 201-266-7911, and you're in the running for this Up All Night t-shirt.
Extra large, ladies and gentlemen. It's on a beefy tee.
Could it fit John Candy?
It's
not that large.
It wasn't that big. He was a big man with big dreams.
It will be able to fit John Candy in 6 or 7 months as a natural decay.
That's really terrible that you would say that. About a man that you personally knew, no less.
I met him.
Tell me your favorite John Candy story.
You know what? I do have a John Candy story.
I want to hear it. Now would be the time.
Well, it's... Okay, I'm going to give our phone number again because just like as if going into a song, you want people to be reaching for the phone while we talk. 266-7911. And if you have a great band name, please... give us a call on the air, 201-678-7743.
We have a call here, Andy. Let's not lose it. Hello, Welcome to the air. Say something, please. Hello?
Chris?
Yes.
Hello. Chris and Andy, wow, what a team up.
It's like a dream come true, isn't it?
You know, Wednesdays and Fridays, I listen to your shows, and now it's
around the station, they call us the dream team.
It's unbelievable.
That's right. Do you have a great band name that you'd like to...
Yeah, actually, yeah, Nasty Cold Cuts.
That's a great
Nasty
name.
Nasty Cold Cuts.
We were thinking of going to, like, you know, change into a punk type of thing.
Is that your band?
No. My band is Burgundy Bishop, but we were thinking of changing our name.
Burgundy Bishop blows.
Thanks, Chris.
No.
We've had that name since, like, you know, sixth grade.
I'm a big fan of Burgundy Bishop.
Oh, stop that.
I am. You guys are great live. You haven't quite captured that live sound in the studio
yet. You know, back in
the
70s when your guitarist had that talk box and he did that wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, once everybody got off the junk, you know, it changed everything.
Speaking of junk, we have so much to talk about during this program.
Now, you know, on behalf of the band, you're invited to call with a $91 pledge.
We're thinking about that. That's
well, you have one. You have 1 hour to think about it.
How many
members are in the band? I'll do the division for you.
There's 5 of us.
5 of us.
Well, it depends on which day of the week it is.
You're looking at $17 a piece.
Oh, that's not bad.
You spend more than that in Marvel Comics every week.
Cruel fate. What's that about Marvel Comics?
You spend more than that every week on Marvel Comics.
How do you know this?
You have no excuse.
How do you know this?
Oh, yeah.
Sean, listen, let me ask you something now. Before this program runs away from us entirely.
Okay.
Have you pledged to my program yet?
I just did. That was my name you read about.
I don't consider that a pledge, considering how much you've annoyed me over the last few years.
Oh, Chris. Sean, I'm leaving. I'm leaving tonight for Bike Week in Florida, and I need all the money I can get. You know?
Sean, we're asking for $17 from every member of the
What's
band.
More important, your stupid bike or this radio station? What's better, Florida or New Jersey?
Sean, you said you enjoyed my show. I know you didn't contribute during my show.
I didn't. Because
that's right. But now this is your time to make up.
Oh, so you want me to up my pledge more because you're on
Chris.
Chrissy's show?
That's right. Give
Sean,
it to Chris.
Sean, I hate to do this.
I feel like I'm being badgered here.
I have to disconnect on you, Sean.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Okay, bye. I'm sorry I had to do that, but hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, hi. I got a really cool band name for you.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me turn the radio down.
Turn your radio down. I like that.
That delay thing is great.
I like that. Turn your radio down, Andy. I'm writing that down. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello, are you serious about that band stuff?
Yeah.
Are we serious?
You guys joke all the time.
No.
If I play that kind of money.
$91, and it's how many hours in the studio?
6 hours, in which time anybody could record a song. Wow. Andy could go in there and record a song in 6 hours.
No, there's some local ordinances against me recording songs.
Yes, you've been outlawed.
But
from
you
the
are.
Studio.
What is the name of your band, sir?
Well, it's called Fido.
That's
but
a good
I gotta
name
get the.
Me.
I don't have $91 on me, but I have to get the other guys to.
Well, listen. Why don't you? You know what you can do? You can pledge the 91, and then you have a week or so to twist their arms.
I really feel terrible at making people run up and down the stairs all day, but I hope they have to. I really hope during this program they have to run up and down the stairs.
You're adding years to his life. Listen, on behalf of Fido, I think you ought to call the pledge number, 266-7911, and 6 hours. They will thank you for it.
All right.
How many members are in the band?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And what kind of music? What song do you begin every set with?
We don't begin with one song. We play all kinds of songs.
What song is
they
best?
They play numerous songs at the same time, Andy. I want to see that band.
That's how good. Well, luckily it's a multi-track studio, so they can all get
we
one
can play
track.
Like 10 songs at once.
Wow, that's how good they are.
Yeah.
Fido.
We want to hear from Fido. $91.
Let me see how it sounds if we say rules after the names of these bands. Fido rules.
Fido rules.
Fido rocks.
That's pretty good.
Fido rules.
There's nothing like a Fido concert.
Nasty Cold Cuts rule.
We could call our album ARF.
ARF?
With PH.
That's right. Okay, do you have that number, Fido? 266-7911.
266-7911?
Right, you have 50 minutes to get your act together.
All right.
All right, we got to go back to the conversation we were having because I hate when they get interrupted. It's conversation interruptus.
You know, we have some people to thank quickly, and they're all in the running for this T-shirt. Tom Bergen, it was very generous from Hoboken, and... he exceeded even the Megabucks package, and we do thank him for that.
Tom Bergen is one of the swellest human beings that I've ever known.
You know what? I can tell just from his little card here, his pledge card.
He's an upright citizen.
Dave Kearns from Denville came through for you also.
Thanks, Dave.
You have a lot of friends out there.
And I always picture Denville as looking like a den and being like a village.
You ought to swing by sometime. I don't think you'll be disappointed.
It seems like a very comfortable place where you want to kick up your feet, maybe you watch the game.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. All right, we got another call here.
They really do have everything there except a tax base. That's the only thing the town's missing.
Now, if you're in New Jersey and you really get that joke, a tax base, you go tell a joke in Missouri, they go, "Hi, why?" Okay, hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, how about the Throttling Rednecks?
That's a great name for a band.
It has an umlaut over the O, and next is spelled N-E-X-X.
Throttling Rednecks.
Yeah, I don't like when people do that. That's goofy. My friend Jim had a band called Thousands of Drunk Rednecks.
Oh, yeah?
I like that. That was good.
That would look great on a marquee, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, let's pull in there.
I like Million Dead Cops, though. That's just a little more
A
poetic.
Million Dead Cops?
Yeah, that
That's
band already
band.
Exists, though, Andy. That's a
it
real
is?
Band, yeah. Millions MDC. Or Multi-Death Corporation.
Or
they change it. They like to change it back and forth.
How about SFA, Sick Farm Animals, or some other combinations thereof?
Boy, these are all new to me.
JFE, Jody Foster's Army. That was a great name for a
Jody
band.
Foster's Army?
That was an actual
oh,
band.
Oh, Jody. Remember that?
Yes.
That was their song?
No, he's...
No, man, that's...
Sir, can I ask you a straightforward and honest question?
Sure.
Have you pledged yet to my program?
I already did pledge to
another program. No, to my program. You were on the air on my program. Were you on the air on the other program that you pledged to? Did they put you on the air? Did they entertain you on the air? Did they talk to you on the air on the other program?
Actually, I entertain WFMU's audience quite often, and I'm going to be donating some time later, answering the phones.
That's good, too.
Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Oh.
Chris will bite anything you put in front of him.
Bite this. Okay, we got to go. Hello, welcome to the air.
266-7911 to pledge, and 678-7743 to talk to Chris.
Welcome to the air.
Hey, how are you, Chris?
Mick from Lodi. Yes. Mick, have you coughed up yet?
Oh, yeah. I mailed all my stuff in today. You guys got to be getting it Monday.
Now,
I just got paid today, so my pledges are legit.
Okay.
And I got it for both of you guys, just so you don't get mad at me, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
right, because, you know, we both want your love.
Hey, how you doing there, Chris?
All right, Mick, how are you?
All right, pretty good. Hey, I got a good name for a band I used to be in back in the early 70s.
Yeah?
It was called the Doppler Effect.
Doppler Effect, and you played progressive jazz.
No, I played bass and a little bit of guitar. No, hard rock stuff.
You played hard rock? Now,
yeah,
did you incorporate
then.
The Doppler Effect in your music?
Right.
Well, we had the Doppler Effect first, then we had Liquid Dynamite, and that may be a group you might have heard of. We did an Elvis gig. We had 16-piece band. It was called Bobby D and the Dream Band.
Yes, I've heard of Bobby D and the Dream Band. Yes.
Oh, yeah, you guys were great live.
Well,
you did that song.
Well, we did.
Mick, you did. Wait a minute, you did that song. What was it?
Stardust?
No.
What was that song you did? The song you guys did? Mick, come on, help me. What was that song?
Bobby D and the Dream Band.
Yeah, no, what was the name of the song that you did?
Oh, there were so many. I wish you could give me a hint.
The one about where you love the girl, but she broke your heart?
Yes. That's the one.
What was that one called?
I don't remember the title. I don't know if you guys are pulling my leg or not, but...
Mick, I think you should...
We tease you from love, Nick.
Mick, think about a callback.
Think about a callback.
And we just got your pledge just came up, and we thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you for pledging.
I hear you. Take it easy, guys.
It's time to give away that T-shirt,
it
Andy.
It is. I'm going to fan them out.
Andy, take the damn T-shirt off. I didn't say you could wear the T-shirt.
I had to.
The T-shirt...
No,
Andy,
everyone, that's the new look now. Everyone
oh, you've
things.
Spilled coffee on it.
Pick a card, sir. Any card. Okay, yeah,
all
you're
right,
picking
right.
them at random. Pick a card. Okay. And the T-shirt, Tom Bergen.
Oh, yes.
Is going home with a T-shirt.
Very good job. Very good job, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Great.
Tom is going home with a USA Up All Night T-shirt designed by Kaz.
And now we begin our second drawing. Do you have a prize in mind?
Oh, I would like to give away one of the sets of Crackpots and Visionaries Volume 1 cards.
That's
now,
great.
This is a rarity.
Yes.
As you know, we have Volume 2 available this year for a large donation, but Volume 1, you know, you can only get through this station, and it's a rarity.
That's right.
And if you would like a set of Volume 1 cards because you missed out last year, well, I just pledge within the next 10 minutes or so.
It's a
and
great opportunity. People pledging $91 are getting Volume 2, and those people might want to call now
and supplement.
That's right.
I mean, how would it be, Andy, that you invite someone over to your home and you've got Volume 2 of something?
That's right. That you,
but no Volume 1.
No sex that night.
That's right.
No, that's right. They're just going home. They're going home bitter and confused.
You know, you've got the girl up there, and she says, "This is great, but what did Volume 1 look like?"
That's right. So you need Volume 1 to complete the set, or suppose you fanned out your Spider-Man
get Volume
collection.
1 and score.
Get Volume 1 and score.
A promise
is
from
that,
this
is
program.
Is it a promise
yes,
from you?
It is.
It's a guarantee from
that's
you?
That's a guarantee.
Now, you're not going to get that guarantee on any other station, on any other show.
On any
I
other
prize.
I could
not make that guarantee.
Andy wouldn't make that guarantee.
And kids, you don't want to know how Chris will enforce that guarantee. You just don't want to know the details.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, two names.
Okay,
two great
band
rock
names.
And roll band names.
Yes.
Borg. No, Blorg.
B-L-O-R-G, the nope. sound you make when you vomit?
Something like that.
Blorg.
Or Chud, Cannibalistic Human Underground Dweller. It was a movie. Chud.
Is that the name of a band also?
Oh, I think John Sayles had something to do with that movie. It was a piranha.
Really? A piranha.
Or alligator. Okay, right. One of those.
Are you a member of a band, sir?
No.
Have you pledged to Chris's show?
No.
Well, then you better get a pencil and paper, because here comes the number, 266-7911. You're clearly a listener. It's time to say thank you and show your appreciation.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Thank Chris. You.
Yes.
Good band name.
Okay.
Legitimate name of a famous band, Dead Kennedys, of course. Classic.
It's been used already, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Here's one of a local garage band, The Liver Tots.
Liver Tots.
As in, like, the New York Post headline from a long time ago when that little kid on Long Island needed a liver transplant. They called him a liver tot.
I don't like that, but hey, okay.
And here's the gross one. The gross one.
Well.
Smegma the Magazine.
I don't know that one either, although I bet they're great live. Have you pledged money?
Nah, but
this
I'm going
hour?
To.
There you go. I'm going to give you the number 266-7911 area code 201. Hey, Chris. Here's the band name, but we're not making fun of this band. We are saying thank you to this band because they came through with a band pledge.
And the name of the band is
the Legendary Ronaldo Brothers.
The Legendary Ronaldo Brothers.
You know what? I'm going to say now because of this pledge, it's now my favorite band name.
It's a good band name.
And we thank them all. Bill Craig called on behalf of the band.
I got a name for a band. Kurt Cobain's Coma. It could be like Ace Frehley's Comet. In what? Bill Berger? Bill Berger just shouted something out that I... Coma in Roma?
Oh, was he in Rome?
He's in Rome?
Was he in Rome? Our prayers are with that brave young man.
Aspet. I don't know what that means, but I'd like to say
now, what is the word on Kurt Cobain? Is it a fatal condition?
Let's ask listeners. What's the word on Kurt Cobain? Hello?
He's dead.
Is he dead?
Don't kid around like that.
I don't know. What happened?
He's in a coma.
Hello,
welcome to the air.
There was a tragedy today.
What's the word on Kurt?
I made up a band called Puppy Corpse.
Puppy Corpse.
We donate some money to Chris's show, Andy's show, and Fabio's show.
And those are your favorite shows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Arnon, I got a nice letter from you and your dad. I wanted to say thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I received it last week.
Did you get a Christmas card I gave you?
Yes, I did. I thought I said thanks for that, too.
And I guess that the post office just lost my Christmas card. I guess that's what happened.
You didn't send one to Andy, did you?
No, you didn't.
Arnon?
You don't think I have feelings? You think I'm like robo radio personality without feelings?
Oh, hold on a second. We didn't.
No, you didn't. Although, I don't think it's too late. You know, Passover's coming up. Maybe there's a little Passover card.
Passover card.
Yeah, a little Hope the Angel of Death passes you again this year. That kind of card.
You know, I think Arno could have a future in voiceover. He's got, like, a great voice, and he could do cartoon characters.
All I know is he could do Mickey Mouse tomorrow. That's
really?
All I know. Yeah, this is Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
You're doing Mickey Mouse.
Let's think of a character that Arnon can do.
You want to
and then we'll
him
have
up?
It, we'll have him do like a
You've been listening to half an Aerial View archive from March 11th, 1994. It was a marathon show with my guest Andy Breckman. And again, all that survived from that show is Side A. Who the hell knows what happened on Side B? We'll never find out. Thanks again for listening. I'll be back next week with another new Aerial View archive.